Sounds good. Forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
All right. Yes, I'm not ready to make nice, not ready to make back down. And this is Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Today is, what, the 1st of May, 2007. And, wow, what a May, yes. That's the day that there's all the demonstrations going on. Is that right? For the wonderful Hispanics? I think so. Well, listen. I'm welcoming me back, and you should welcome me back, too, because I was off yesterday. I was recovering. No, it wasn't from a hangover. How dare you think that way? But anyway, at any rate, let me make my announcements. Then I'm going to go into some things here. No guests today. I've got some information to cover, and I want to thank Michael from New York for giving me this information and letting me dip into it, because I'm going to cover it in detail today. And I'll open the lines up so we can have a chat about it. First of all, let me say, for anybody that wants the freedom to fascism, as always, send an email to freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. And I want to thank Bobby for opening that up for us. Remember, when you get that copy, simply share it with a friend, okay? Because the idea behind this is to watch it, to get educated on the court system and the way it works. And if anybody's being tried in a tax trial and you're called for jury duty, you want to vote not guilty. Another topic of very much importance is the hate crimes legislation. That bill is supposed to be voted on Thursday, and I'm supposed to make the announcement. Again, you want to call 1-877-851-6437. Tell your Congress critters out there that you do not want them voting for the hate crime bill. Remember, that's going to be voted on Thursday. We want to lambaste the calls in there. Again, it's 877-851-6437. Or if you got a cell phone, you don't care whether it's a toll-free number or not, it's 202-224-3121. Guests, let's see. Have I got? No, I don't have any guests today. I told you that. And I've got some coming up, I believe, later on in the week, and I don't have my sheet in front of me right now, so I can't tell you who that is. However, I want to get into, since this there are demonstrations going on today, I believe it's going on today. Is it today or the 5th? It's on the 5th? Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I can get into this anyway, because leading up to it, I want to give you some statistics on these illegal aliens. And I'm going to get into that first, and then I'm going to go into a complete breakdown of Codex, because this is another issue on the board that we need to get our hands wrapped around and call in and complain about and tell them we don't want that either. I'm going to tell you all about that. And that ties in with another thing that I have, that I've used this product for a long, long time, folks. I have to tell you, well, no, I don't, because it's a break coming up. I'm going to tell you after the break, so you got to stick with me, but it's really, really important. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas at republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, CN3. Stick with me.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad at
all right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'm going to talk about Codex today. Not right now, but after I'm going to go through some of these statistics. Had for a lot of you that. Well, anybody that was listening to my show Friday knows I had Terry Anderson on the first hour, which is very big into the immigration issue, and there's some statistics that I'm going to read off, which fascinated me. I mean, they're not good statistics, but I didn't realize this, and I want to, since we've got this demonstration coming up on, what is it, Cinco de Mayo, I wanted to kind of plant this seed so everybody is aware of this as, you know, you watch the demonstrations on TV, or maybe you even amble your way out to one. Before I do that, I want to talk for a minute about this product that I've been taking for a number of years. And I'm not embarrassed to say, but, you know, it's not something that I like to advertise, that I do use tobacco. And for years, when I get into a position of being in a restaurant, or if I'm in a nightclub, or if I'm on a jet, or if I'm in a place where I cannot use tobacco, I use a product called Nicofree. And the nice thing about this product is twofold. First of all, if you are in a position where you cannot smoke for a long period of time, you drop a few of these pills, and it makes you forget about the cravings. Well, you don't have any cravings. Excellent product. I've used it probably for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. But also, if you want to quit, which I don't, there's a program that you can use this product to quit altogether, whether you smoke, whether you dip, whether it doesn't make any difference what kind of tobacco product you use. It will allow you to become smoke-free or tobacco-free in 10 days. Excellent product. I recommend it highly. We have it available. You can buy it for, I believe it's $65 for a 10-day program, or if you want to buy two, you can get them two for $100. So all you have to do is call into the network, let them know that you heard it on my show. It's called Nickel Free. Give us a call. We'll ship it out to you, and you can send me an email, and I'll drop you a note and tell you how it works and walk you through it. So with that, let me get into these statistics. Cinco de Mayo is coming up, so I want to go down this with you to make all of my listeners aware of what's happening. And this is, by the way, it's all over the country, but these statistics come from Los Angeles County, and I found them fascinating. Listen close. Are you aware that 95% of the warrants issued for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens? Now, those of you who listened to John's show yesterday, as I do, I'm a listener when I'm not on the air, and I heard John's show yesterday, and he was talking about illegals that have killed people from drunk driving, and this ties right in with that. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. Over two-thirds of all births in the Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for by taxpayers. We're paying for these people, folks. Anybody who pays taxes, income taxes, are paying for this. Nearly 25% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. 25%. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. And for those of you who heard Terry Anderson on my show last Friday, there are certain sections of Los Angeles that if the police are called out, they won't even go. There's a lot of police officers and detectives that are retiring and moving out of that county for this very reason. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 21 radio stations in Los Angeles are Spanish-speaking. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak Spanish. 3.9 million speak... Let's see, wait a minute. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak English. 3.9 million people speak Spanish. There are 10.2 million people in L.A. County. This comes from the Los Angeles Times, by the way. And I'm not done yet. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Welfare, that's another one of those government programs that the taxpayer is paying for. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results from immigration. The cost of immigration to the American taxpayer in 1997 was... And this is after subtracting taxes the immigrants pay, a net $70 billion a year. And that comes from Professor Donald Heddle at Rice University. The lifetime fiscal impact, and that's the taxes paid minus services used, for the average adult Mexican immigrant is a negative number. 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. Now, if they can come to this country to raise hell and demonstrate by the thousands, why can't they take charge over the corruption in their own country? We are a bunch of fools letting this continue. Moving right along to... Why am I getting feedback here? Let's... Is that better? Oh, wait a minute. Pardon me just a minute, folks. How's that? Is that better? Okay. All right, let's get back to this. Another technical difficulty here. Did you know that Mexico regularly intercedes on the side of the defense in criminal cases involving Mexican nationals? Isn't that interesting? If a Mexican national, which is an illegal immigrant, is arrested in this country, that Mexico intercedes on the side of the defense. Ties right in with what John was talking about yesterday on his show, where illegals get arrested for drunk driving, they kill somebody and they get off, or they get very light sentences. Did you know that Mexico has never extradited a Mexican national accused of murder in the United States in spite of agreements to do so? Isn't this interesting information? I want you folks to remember this, okay, when they have these demonstrations on the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. What they're demonstrating for is amnesty. What we're allowing them to do with amnesty is continue with this nonsense, with this ridiculous, you know, invasion, if you will. According to the LA Times, Orange County, California is home to 275 gangs with 17,000 members, 98% of which are Mexican and Asian. How's your county doing? According to a New York Times article dated May 19, 1994, 20 years after the great influx of illegal immigrants from Southeast Asia, 30% are still on welfare compared to 8% of households nationwide. A Wall Street Journal editorial dated December 5, 1994, quotes law enforcement officials as stating that Asian mobsters are, quote, the greatest criminal challenge the country faces, unquote. Not bad for a group that's still under 5% of the population, huh? Is education important to you? Here are the words of a teacher who spent over 20 years in the Los Angeles school system. And I quote, imagine teachers in classes containing 30 to 40 students of widely varying attention spans and motivation, many of whom aren't fluent in English. Educators seek learning materials likely to reach the majority of students and the means, and that means fewer words and math problems and more pictures and multicultural references, unquote. Now, when I was young, I remember hearing about the immigrants that came through Ellis Island. And I, matter of fact, I even saw a video clip, wasn't a video clip, but it was a picture of Teddy Roosevelt talking to, addressing a whole lot of immigrants at a rally or something. And a lot of these words hold true. This is what he said, and this is what I learned in school, and a lot of you did as well, that the immigrants wanted to learn English. They wanted to breathe free. They wanted to become Americans. Now, far too many immigrants come here with demands. They demand to be taught in their own language. They demand special privileges. They demand affirmative action. They demand ethnic studies that glorify their culture. Now, the question is, why can't we just send them home? Can you tell me that? Go to www.truthorfiction.com. You might want to send this letter out to 100 people, or just send it to everybody on your email list, because this demonstration's coming up on Cinco de Mayo like it does every year. And if I have to make a bet, the numbers are growing, because these illegals are coming over our borders at the tune of about 3,000 to 4,000 per day. I don't know about you guys, but I want this stopped. It's a subtle reminder every time you pick up the phone to call a government agency, to call the telephone company, to call your cell company, to call many offices, many institutions around this country. You pick up a cell phone or you pick up to call anybody anymore, and they ask you first if you want English or Spanish. I don't hear them say that if I go over the border to Mexico, do you want Spanish or English? No. Why are we catering to these people? It's time to stop it. My words. Okay, again, enough for that. Remember, I want those seeds planted when this demonstration comes up on May the 5th. Watch these people. And if you have an inkling to go out to a demonstration near you and you don't watch it on TV, you'll see that a lot of these, there's hate groups that are intermingled. At least they were last year. Watch specifically the flags that they fly, because if you sit home on your couch and you watch mainstream TV, you'll see them showing American flags, because that's all mainstream media wants you to see. But I was out there last year in Arizona, and I saw the flags were flying. When we get back after the break, I'll tell you what I saw on those flags. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll see you in three.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I want to get into this Codex Alimentarius thing and go into some statistics. I'm going to dive down the rabbit hole on this, and for those listeners who are not really familiar with it, I'm going to give you their history and what's going on. And, you know, this affects all of us, and this is something that, to me, is as important as the hate crimes bill to voice your opinion on, folks. And the reason is this. For years, I have used, and I know a lot of you guys have too, products that were, you know, herbal products. I use a product called, Super Silver, Colloidal Silver. Fantastic product. And I have mentioned before, I talked to Glenn Parnum at International Health one night. I called into Frank Whalen's show because, and I'll tell you this story. I was a listener before I became a broadcaster here at RBN, and I used to stay up late at night, and I caught Frank Whalen's show where Glenn Parnum had come on a couple different times. The first time that Glenn Parnum came on that I listened to him, he was promoting a product called Super Silver. And at that time, I called into the show, and they were talking about how good it made you feel and what it does for you and so forth. And I was feeling a bit lethargic sitting on my sofa. And so I decided to call in and ask him if it would do anything for laziness. No, I mean lethargicness, which I had. I just didn't have any energy, you know. So I called in and talked to Frank and Glenn. And I decided, since International Health was in Phoenix, and at the time I lived there, I decided that I'd go down there and try a couple bottles. And I did. I went down there, I bought some Super Silver, and I bought some, crystalline salt and so forth. And I started taking this product. And I didn't really notice any difference for about, I would say, probably 2 to 3 weeks. All of a sudden, I started feeling better. And I noticed that I began to feel like I used to feel several years ago. I used to work out 4 or 5 times a week, and I quit doing that a few years ago. And this product literally made me feel like I had just finished doing a workout. It was fantastic. I take the product now on a regular basis. And by the way, I'm not sitting on the air today promoting this product. I'm saying that because this is just one of a number of products that are alternative products that many of us use. Another one that I mentioned earlier in the show, this product called NicoFree. I've used that product for years. It's an excellent product. And this legislation that they're imposing, or it's not legislation, the FDA is, let's see, what does it say here? The Food and Drug Administration says vitamin supplements, herbs, and other natural substances, including water, when it is used to treat dehydration, should be classified as drugs. And opponents only have until April 30th. Well, they've changed that and made it May 29th. Opponents have till May 29th to express their concerns about the proposal under docket number 2006D-0480. And I'm going to ask everybody, all the listeners out there, and I mean you don't want to stop at just being a listener. You want to tell everybody you know, because I really don't know anybody that doesn't at least take some sort of a supplement, you know, vitamin C. They go to the grocery store and they buy a one-a-day vitamin or whatever it is. This is inclusive of all of this stuff, folks. And if they get this done, that means that we are going to have to go to the doctor for any of this stuff. We're going to have to pay big pharma prices. We're going to have to pay the doctor for his, you know, quote, professional diagnosis of what it is that's wrong with us. And I don't know about you guys, but as, back to the Super Silver for a moment. Before I took Super Silver, I was feeling lethargic all the time. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, okay? I need a little help. You know, like Marcus over here. But just kidding, Marcus. But I take that as a supplement to give me extra energy. And it works. It's great. It's a great product. They take that away from me. And by the way, folks, I don't know whether it's age. I don't know whether it's the chemtrails that are being sprayed. I don't know whether it's the additives they're putting in our food. I really don't know. I can't get a handle on exactly what it is. But I know I never used to feel as lethargic as I feel unless I take Super Silver. Your guess to my, it's as good as mine. I don't know, but I'm going to get into this. I'm going to get into the root of Codex Alimentarius so you're all aware. And this is especially for the new listeners because I know a lot of you seasoned veterans out there, you probably know a lot of this stuff, but if you haven't read it in a long time, I'm going to refresh your memory. It was started in 1962 by the United Nations, and it was imposed by World Trade Order sanctions. Codex Alimentarius was created in 1962 as a trade commission by the United Nations to control the international trade of food. Its initial intentions may have been altruistic, but it has been taken over by corporate interests, most notably the pharmaceutical, pesticide, biotechnology, and chemical industries. Oh, there's a red flag right there, folks. Codex Alimentarius is backed up by the crippling trade sanctions of the World Trade Organization. Any non-Codex compliant nation would face huge economic punishments since they would automatically lose in any food trade dispute with a Codex compliant country. Number two, nutrient. Now, this is their belief, folks, and this is junk science at its max, that nutrients, like I take, like a lot of you take, nutrients are toxins. Now, again, that's junk science, okay? That's up is down, white is black, you know, war is peace. That's the same mentality. Codex Alimentarius Commission has two committees which impact nutrition. One of them, the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, is chaired by Dr. Ralf Grossklaus. We're going to stop it, Ralph. We're going to take a break. And I'll be back and continue this in three. You're listening to Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. It gets better.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force.
Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You know, I guess we just had a caller that called in and said the marches are going, the demonstrations are going on today. It shows you what I know. I've been out of the loop all weekend. We've had so much stuff going on around here. There's been technical difficulties. Excuse me. We've been running around trying to repair the phone system. It's been crazy. So anyway, let me get back to where I was here. And start over again with the nutrients or toxins. The Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses is chaired by Dr. Ralph Grossklaus. This guy's a piece of work. A physician who believes that nutrition has no role in health. You know, it makes you wonder where they got this guy from. This is the, quote, top guy for Codex Nutritional Policy, and he has stated that, quote, nutrition is not relevant to health. You know, you got to ask yourself, where do they get these people, okay? Or how much do they pay them to tell you this caca? I don't get it. Let me continue here. As unbelievable as it may sound, Dr. Grossklaus actually declared nutrients to be toxins in 1994 and instituted the use of toxicology, risk, what they call risk assessment, to prevent nutrients from having any impact on humans who take supplements. Oh, and by the way, it is worth mentioning that Dr. Grossklaus happens to own a risk assessment company advising the CCNFSDU, and for those of you who don't know what that is the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. He just happens to own the risk assessment company advising the CCN and Codex on this issue. This company makes money when its toxicology services are used for the, quote, assessment of nutrients. Here in the U.S., we call that a conflict of interest. You know, here they find one of these clowns. I don't know whether they, you know, the guy's just a total whackball or whether they're paying him an immense amount of money, but then he just coincidentally owns the risk assessment company. These are the people that are trying to shove this down our throats, guys. I don't know about you, but it makes me sick. I'm sure it makes a lot of you sick. It should make you sicker if you find out, oh, and by the way, that's what they want. They want to make you sick, okay? And they want to do it by taking all this stuff away from us. Don't get me on a rant here. All right, let me go back to where I was talking about. Codex is made up of thousands of standards and guidelines. One of them, the Vitamin and Mineral Guideline, or the VMG, is designed to permit only ultra-low doses of vitamins and minerals and make clinically effective nutrients illegal. Now, how can the Vitamin and Mineral Guideline restrict dosages of vitamins and minerals? By using the risk assessment toxicology to assess the nutrients by our good friend Dr. Gross, Klaus. While risk assessment is a legitimate science, it is a branch of toxicology, it is the wrong science for assessing nutrients. In fact, in this context, it is actually junk science. Biochemistry, the science of life processes, is the correct science for assessing nutrients. Codex Alimentarius treats nutrients as toxins, which is literally insane. Nutrients are not toxins. What they're basically telling us is that, well, you know, vitamin C, unless you allow us to regulate it and prescribe it to you after you've paid the doctor, it could be toxic to you, so we have to assess the literal nutrient value for you. I don't even know where they get these people, guys. Nutrients are not toxins. They are essential for life. And no matter what Codex Alimentarius officials say to convince you that the risk assessment is a science-based approach to nutrients, it is not. And it is worth repeating that Dr. Gross Klaus, the head of Codex Alimentarius, owns the risk assessment company advising them and Codex on the benefit of using risk assessment to assess nutrients. Are you sick yet? I mean, even though I'm taking my nutrients, I get sick just reading this. Number three, not consumer protection. That's propaganda. Contrary to the propaganda, Codex Alimentarius has nothing to do with consumer protection, although they paint that as it does. It has nothing to do with it. Codex is about the economic ambitions of multinational corporations, in particular the pharmaceutical industry. Do you smell a rat already? Using their multi-billion dollar marketing budgets, these industries have launched a massive media propaganda campaign to paint Codex Alimentarius as a benevolent tool of consumer protection, as well as to negatively taint the images of natural health options and mislead people to fear them as, quote, dangerous. So they will take drugs, which are really dangerous. Natural health products and options have an amazing safety record and are remarkably effective, especially when compared to pharmaceutical drugs. Unfortunately, one-time defenders of health freedom such as Natural Nutritional Foods Association, or the NNFA, and the Council for Responsible Nutrition, or the CRN, have joined the propaganda bandwagon and are spreading false information saying that Codex Alimentarius is either, quote, harmless or benevolent consumer protection, and neither one of them is true, folks. The membership of these one-time defenders of health freedom has become permeated by people from the pharmaceutical industry. For example, CRN, that's a Council for Responsible Nutrition, counts as its member corporation, as its members corporations such as Monsanto and Bayer. Do we know anything about Bayer? That's a subject for another day, but oh, those people are a piece of work as well. Health and health freedom. If Codex Alimentarius is implemented in the United States of America, therapeutic doses of vitamins and minerals and all other nutrients will soon follow. And all other nutrients soon to follow will become unavailable because they will literally become illegal. Now, here's how it would work in a nutshell. Due to the junk science use of risk assessment toxicology, remember our friend Dr. Gross Klaus there, okay, in assessing the supposedly toxic nutrients, a false belief is being engineered saying that nutritional supplements are dangerous to people's health. What a crock. I mean, come on. Is the American public at large been dumbed down that badly to believe this garbage? Using this false belief generates calls to, quote, protect people from these toxic nutrients. After the calls come to bills to set ultra-low permissible dosages, remember, nutrients are deemed dangerous toxins now under this false belief. If enough of us and our congressional delegates buy this nonsense, we and Congress would blindly comply with Codex Alimentarius, VMG, the vitamin, what is that? Now I can't find it. Whatever. And blind compliance is what the industries behind Codex Alimentarius intend. Now, blind compliance goes hand in hand with lack of activism. Now listen closely, folks, here when I talk about activism. The lack of activism follows our protective laws classifying nutrients as foods with no upper limits, such as the DSHEA, to be easily repealed and replaced with draconian laws to classify nutrients as toxin. And, quote, harmonization, unquote, with the pro-illness, pro-pharmaceutical industry vitamin and mineral guideline is there to fill the void. So what they're going to do is they're going to outlaw everything that's good for us and shove us full of this garbage, which if anybody watches TV, and by the way, I bought another one. Mark has sold me one, and I watch it rarely, but every once in a while I will turn on a ball game. But anybody that watches TV and sees the commercials on any particular event will notice that they're trying to jam any kind of pharmaceutical drug for any kind of anything that has ever been wrong with anybody down your throat. And they even make up illnesses. Have you seen the one that's, I don't even remember, oh, I saw this about a year ago. It was like, nervous knee syndrome or something like that. If you have a knee twitch, that's a new disease. They've got a drug for it. And then they go in there and they tell you about all the side effects because of it. And then when you get the drug and you take it and you've got all the side effects, they've got another drug for the side effects. So they wind up just loading you up with these things. And it's by design, folks. Here I am ranting again. All right, let me go back. Only intentionally ineffective ultra-low-dose supplements would be legal, with or without a prescription on the VMG list. If enough people do not take action, we can expect to watch nutritional supplement manufacturers and thus health food stores to go out of business. In a domino effect, the only player left standing would be Big Pharma. Do you see what this is? Do you see what's going on here? Do you see what they're trying to do to us? I mean, talk about, you know, we've heard these rumors about forced vaccination. We know our troops are getting these vaccines. Okay, they're forced on them. They're trying to do that to us. I've had shows on the air about people who have, you know, been caught up in the system, whether they were arrested, you know, they had their children taken away from them. Elizabeth Bumgardner, who's gone through three or four psychological evaluations, forced psychological evaluations, and held her in prison for, I believe it was 522 days over the last 5 years, okay? They're taking it a step farther than that. They're going to get rid of these health supplements, and they're going to turn around and force psychological evaluations on us. And if we don't, you know, goose step into their program, like all of us out there, folks, you and me, that don't goose step to their program, they're going to psychologically evaluate us, and they're going to stick us on these drugs. Let me continue. Therapeutic-grade vitamins, minerals, and amino acids would be eliminated from the marketplace, although a few low-dose supplements would be allowed by Codex as a symbolic measure to avoid suspicion about their ulterior motive. Natural health professionals would lose the tools of their trade, i.e. nutritional supplements, and health-conscious people would be unable to choose natural health options for health promotion and disease treatment. And that is, in a nutshell, how Codex Alimentarius is poised to make natural and nutritional medicine disappear from the legal health world and go underground. And who benefits by this, folks? Big Pharma. It would take a few years for the above scenarios to be feasible. Codex Alimentarius is meant to go into full global effect by the year 2010. Isn't that interesting? 2010. That's coincidentally similar to the North American Union, isn't it? The SPP.gov. They want this all implemented by 2010. Do you see what they're doing here? Okay, this is all put in effect by the UN, the World Trade Organization, one world government, total control. And it's just one piece of the puzzle. The slower the process takes, the less alarmed people will be. That's probably the logic of the architects of Codex Alimentarius. It's the frog in the pot, folks. Okay? And the dumbed-down American public doesn't have a clue. Just like they don't have a clue about the hate crimes bill. Because they don't see it on mainstream TV. They don't see this on mainstream TV. They have no idea. Number five, serves economic interests of sickness industries through the World Trade Organization and the Napoleonic Code. More and more people are turning to natural health products globally. The, quote, wellness trend is a major trend in today's society. The more natural health products people use, the fewer drugs they buy. And by the way, I'm a testament to that, folks. You know, I take no prescription drugs whatsoever. My blood pressure is fine, thanks to Glenn Parnum, by the way. I take crystalline salt 3 or 4 times a day. It works remarkably well. Never used to be like that. But I'm talking about the alternative drugs, and I don't care whether you are looking at it through one of our website advertisers, herbalhealers.com. They can get you supplements that you need to lower your blood pressure, to make you have more energy and stamina. These are healthy products. Go in there. Take a look at what they've got. These things work wonders. And I'm not even on the air today promoting this stuff. I'm saying, I'm not telling you to go buy it. Go buy Glenn Parham stuff. I'm saying that I personally use it, and I swear by it. The pharmaceutical industry is a part of the sickness industry. Now, we all know about the sickness industry, okay? They're not, they don't treat the cause. They treat the symptom. This pharmaceutical industry, which is part of the sickness industry, fears the inevitable shift towards natural health care. Well, I guess so. Do you know that I've been to the Philippines 6 times? And over in the Philippines, they are, and I'm in Malaysia and all over the Pacific Rim, alternative medicine is the rule, not the exception. They treat disease with alternative medicine over there, and they have a very, very high success rate. Instead of accepting the will of the people and rethinking the future of the pharmaceutical industry, the industry has decided upon the unethical course of action, the use of deception and deceit to eliminate natural health products completely. Does that ring a bell? When do they ever not use deception and deceit? When do they, you know, they tell us war is peace, you know, white is black, up is down. It's all Orwellian, and it's all a piece of the puzzle. And frankly, I am sick of it, okay? I don't want them taking my supplements away from me because I need these things to perform better in my daily life. I mean, it might not sound like it, but I'm pretty clear and focused when I go on the air. And I attribute part of the reason to that, folks, to some of the supplements that I take. They work wonderful. Back to what I was talking about. Codex Alimentarius is a shrewd vehicle for protecting the pharmaceutical industry from the loss of income it stands to suffer due to the inevitable growth of natural health care. Codex Alimentarius is the resistance of the dinosaurs to inevitability, the burgeoning desire of humanity for a healthier, saner, and more sustainable way of life. The World Trade Organization intends to force Codex Alimentarius upon the nations of the world, including the United States. This would be done under the threat of massive economic sanctions if World Trade Order countries do not comply with Codex Alimentarius. Furthermore, Codex is based in the Napoleonic Code, not common law. What does that mean? It means that under Codex Alimentarius, anything not explicitly permitted is forbidden. Not explicitly permitted. Okay, what happened to my right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? They're talking about now a privilege as opposed to a right. Not, if it's not permitted by the government, it's forbidden. Now remember, under common law, we hold that anything not explicitly forbidden is permitted. The difference is the difference between health freedom and health tyranny. Codex Alimentarius would be able to ban supplements by default. This is beyond Orwellian. Okay, I sit and look in the other room here that this guy that is lethargic as heck, he's, you know, he's a little bit overweight. He has trouble staying awake, as a matter of fact, because he sleeps all the time, and I think a little bit of Super Silver would do him wonders. Matter of fact, he came in during the break and asked me how he could get some. We do not want this stuff taken off the market, folks. Okay, it's time to stand up. And I know it's tough. You know, we keep hammering on people. Call your congressman, call your senator on the hate crimes bill, but this is just as important because they are poisoning us. They are spraying chemtrails all over that has been proven to have, chemicals in the chemtrails that we are breathing into our bodies. Super Silver or colloidal silver boosts your immune system. It offsets the effects of whatever this garbage is they're trying to poison us with. Now, let me go to number six. The DSHEA protects America from Codex Alimentarius. The Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, an American law classifying our supplements and herbs as foods, which can have no upper limit set in their use, was passed by unanimous congressional consent, following massive grassroots support organized by health food stores. Some of you may remember that. I remember that. Okay, millions of American activists told Congress in no uncertain terms to protect the nutritional supplements as foods or we will remove you from office. And guess what? It worked. Okay? Let's take a break. I'll have to take a breath, say coos for a buck, calm down, and start from where I left off. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, CN3. Stick with me.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. This is a short segment. I got so carried away with this, I didn't even realize I had a caller on the line. Fred from Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
All right. I just want to point out that the committee was originally, the committee that has come up with this codex was originally purely advisory, was tasked to study agriculture.
Now, are we talking about back in 1962, Fred?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, man. I am so up in arms about this thing because I take a lot of supplements.
Yeah, you have to have somewhat of a sense of humor, or it's going to wipe you out. Because they have used every legal and verbal trick in the book. They're using EU as a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever notice that the real bureaucratic governments seem to like the workings of a committee like this?
Oh,
Germany, UK, they're using CAFTA as a vehicle. They're using our consent as a vehicle. These people are legal and parliamentary experts. They really are not nutrition people.
No, no.
They're takeover people, kind of people.
No, as I go through here, I mean, I've been reading. I read through this whole thing once. I've got several articles on it. One put out by DV Kidd, and these people do not. They are no more in support of, you know, they're no more concerned about our health than the man in the moon. What they're concerned about is big money, and their corporate profits. You know, and what I'm looking at here. And this, and I've got another article I'm going to go into about this, what they're proposing from the FDA. If they get rid of all this stuff, I mean, part of the reason, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, Fred, part of the reason that I have the energy that I have, and I'm as focused as I am when I get on the air, is due to some of the supplements I take. Because I feel downright rotten if I don't take this stuff, you know?
Yeah, and what harm is there in it? I mean, you're just talking about products of the earth. I mean, you're not... am I right? I mean, they're just products of the earth. St. John's wort, vitamin C, rosehip.
Well, tell me something, Fred. Am I correct in saying that every drug that they manufacture, that they put through, okay, that comes out on the market that a doctor prescribes is a derivative of an herb? So
we are completely indebted to our creator for having all of these botanicals, and there really isn't any downside to it. I mean, obviously you can take a ton of anything, and it'll make you nauseous. It might even have some bad effect. But the answer to that is simply cautioning people. The answer to that is responsible use of the media, public service announcements. Have doctors care. Get back to caring again. And say, I highly recommend you do that. Just do it in a reasonable manner.
Well,
you don't have to have anybody controlling the individual when they decide, in their best judgment, to take a vitamin or to take something like an herb. You don't need anyone controlling that except the individual doing it.
I agree. I haven't been to the doctor, Fred, and I don't even know how long. It's been at least 10 years, okay? And even then, when I went to the doctor, he would ask me, are you on any medication or whatever? And I would say, no, but I do take this or, an alternative supplement of some sort. And they would not recommend it. You want me to hold you over, Fred?
Yeah, please.
Get a break. Yeah, I'll hold you over. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, talking about Codex Alimentarius. Stick with me. I'll be back in 3, republicbroadcasting.org, and that rhymes.
I paid a price.
It's true.